Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It is 72 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. High stakes for federal workers as the deadline to pass a government funding agreement gets closer. The White House is calling Democrats' demands for more health care spending ridiculous and threatening to lay off hundreds of workers at federal agencies if a shutdown is triggered at the end of the month. ABC News has learned that President Trump's choice to take over the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of Virginia is going to bring federal criminal charges against former FBI head James Comey. He's been accused of lying to Congress in testimony 5 years ago. More from ABC News White House correspondent Mary Bruce.
Halligan, an insurance lawyer, has never prosecuted a criminal case in her career or presented evidence to a grand jury. And she's racing the clock. The statute of limitations to seek an indictment against Comey runs out next week.
And President Trump later today is expected to sign off on a framework agreement to force the sale of TikTok to a new joint venture predominantly owned by American companies. This is ABC News. A family is in mourning after the death of a man on a roller coaster in Florida last week. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has the story.
The family of the man who died after riding a roller coaster at Universal Epic Universe in Orlando is demanding answers. 32-year-old Kevin Rodriguez Zavala was riding the Stardust Racers roller coaster with his girlfriend last week when authorities say he lost consciousness. He was later pronounced dead at the hospital, the medical examiner citing multiple blunt impact injuries, calling the death accidental.
Zavala was born with a condition known as a spinal cord atrophy, and he used a wheelchair, but his family says his disability had nothing to do with his death. Universal says the ride was working as intended. In a new memo out this morning, Starbucks CEO Brian Nichols says his company will lay off about 900 workers and close stores as part of a $1 billion restructuring plan. Starbucks has seen six consecutive quarters of declining same-store sales. I'm Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, Dairy Hardware, Richland Family Prescription Center, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good Good afternoon. It is a sunny 72 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for mainly sunny and nice conditions this afternoon with a high of 76. Tonight, mostly clear with patches of fog late, a low of 53. And tomorrow, mostly sunny and continued warmer than normal with a high of 78. Currently in Richland Center, we have north-northeasterly winds at 4 miles per hour. And after a low this morning of 45, it's 73 degrees.
BL Signs, located near Richland Center, is a full-service sign design and construction company dedicated to crafting all types of interior and exterior signage. Known for high-quality custom work, BL Signs offers competitive pricing and reliable on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they handle it all, tailoring solutions for large and small businesses and everything in between. For all your signage needs, trust the experts at BL Signs, 647-0149 today.
Oh, turn around. I just saw a garage sale sign. Sound familiar? October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and at Reedsburg Area Medical Center, our sign reads, "Schedule your mammogram. Early detection is the best prevention. You can't bargain or put a price tag on your health. Call Medical Imaging at 768-6229 to schedule your mammogram. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in breast health."
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Good afternoon. It's 73 degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Richland Center Common Council has been discussing a development on Story Field. As previously discussed, during the standing room only meeting on Tuesday, September 2nd, the council currently has a developer who has signed a pre-development agreement with the city for the development of an 8-duplex, zero-step housing project on Story Field, which is currently owned by the city. To incentivize the much-needed housing issue, the city is being asked to sell the land for $1, recognizing the substantial private investment and infrastructure responsibilities the developer will undertake. Attorney Michael Wendell has reviewed the proposed sale price of $1 and has indicated it is valid under Wisconsin's public purpose doctrine. In return, the developer agrees to construct all required public infrastructure, complete the project within 24 months of land transfer, meet all applicable design and permitting standards, and deliver zero-step accessible housing. Story Field was taken by the city with the idea of possible future development. To date, the city has invested approximately $40,000 in legal fees, conceptual engineering, utility preparation, and staff hours toward the project. The infrastructure for the development is estimated to cost the developer between $800,000 and $1 million. The estimated fair market value of the development is between $4 and $6 million. The project is estimated to generate approximately $100,000 in new property taxes annually, with about one-third of the revenue allocated to the city, one-third to the county, and one-third to the school. Per ordinance, the Common Council may, at its discretion, require a portion of the land to be designated for public use. After much discussion and input from residents at the September 2nd meeting and additional questions from council members, the council voted to table a decision until its next meeting. Knowing that it was a major decision and an important matter for many residents, the council held a special meeting last night for the sole purpose of making a decision on the Storyfield project, which was again a standing room only crowd. The Richland Center Common Council again listened to residents' concerns. 13 people spoke, with 8 against the development and 5 in favor. Alderperson Rachel Schultz then amended the motion for the city to maintain ownership of the green space, retention pond, and booster station, with them becoming part of the Parks Department, and to keep its name within the Story family. Alderperson Steve Downs then seconded the amendment. The green space would be approximately 1.5 acres, which would keep the sledding hill open for public use. The amendment then failed on a 6-2 vote with Ron Fruit, Kieran Tepley, Tom McCarthy, Melanie Walters, Doug Martinick, and Ryan Cairns all voting against, with Rachel Schultz and Steve Downs voting in favor. Following the vote on the amendment, the council then passed the original pre-development agreement unanimously. The council did take one additional action and elected Brian Jones to serve on the Utility Commission. Republican state lawmakers have introduced a handful of bills aimed at increasing affordable housing supply in Wisconsin. The legislation was announced in a press conference on Tuesday and includes proposals to allow more accessory dwelling units to be built, streamlining the process for creating new lots for housing subdivisions, and establishing a revolving loan program for first-time home buyers. State Representative Robert Brooks of Saukville referenced homes built a generation ago.
We're talking about small ranch homes, bungalow homes, some of those homes built without garages or alleyways or detached garages. So that's what we're talking about, built on smaller lots, 1,500 square foot, 1,200 square foot.
Representative David Armstrong of Rice Lake.
We're not building those type of homes. In my area, a starter home is $400,000. That's not a starter home. Right? That's not what my workforce can afford.
Wisconsin Realtors Association President and CEO Tom Larson said the average home price in Wisconsin is now about $340,000, and the average age of a first-time home buyer is 38.
Wisconsin's affordability is worse than any of our surrounding neighbors. It's worse than Minnesota, Illinois, Michigan, and Iowa. The longer that we put off home ownership, it has impacts on our economy and our families.
Lawmakers say the bill package is not aimed at increasing subsidized housing, but increasing the amount of overall housing stock in the state. Any legislation that passes the Assembly this session would also need state Senate approval before going to the governor. The Senate has not been on the floor at all this month. The Wisconsin Realtors Association released its August 2025 Wisconsin Real Estate Report, revealing that existing home sales increased by a modest 1.8% relative to August 2024. Meanwhile, the statewide median home price rose 5.3% to $338,000. Affordability was essentially unchanged, falling just 0.1% since August 2024, and the average 30-year fixed mortgage rate remained elevated from 6.50% in August 2024 to 6.59% in August 2025. Year-to-date, home sales increased 1.1% compared to the first 8 months of 2024. State lawmakers are introducing bills that would change Wisconsin elections. Both Republicans and Democrats have their own proposals, but they introduced them together at a press conference. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Republican Representative Scott Krug from Nakusa presented the Republican plans. His bills include standardizing drop box rules, creating standard early voting hours, and new rules for election observers. One of the most notable among his plans, a bill to allow poll workers to begin processing absentee ballots on the Monday before Election Day. Most states allow that, but Wisconsin does not. A similar bill last year was blocked by Republicans in the state Senate.
This package that I'm looking to introduce this week does take into account a lot of the things that President Trump has said about elections. We need safety, we need security, we need to know who voters are, but we also want to make sure that, you know, we understand that we set the line in Wisconsin, that we have our own election system.
Meanwhile, Democrats' proposals largely focus on increasing voter education and accessibility. Under their plan, high schoolers would get voter registration forms and be allowed to pre-register before they turn 18. Their bills would increase accessibility training for poll workers and mandate that elected officials work a shift as a poll worker so they understand the system. Representative Lee Snodgrass from Appleton.
I have seen time and time again my colleagues making false claims about election security or administration. And as I tell people, there's no better way of learning than doing.
Their plans would also increase protection for clerks, their staff, and poll workers. Krug has signed on as an author of three of the Democrats' bills. Lawmakers at that press conference made it clear they don't agree on all these proposals, but they'll get a chance to talk about problems and potential changes when they go through the committee process. I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson.
A structure fire in the township of Mineral Point Wednesday afternoon required a response from multiple departments. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of the fire around 2:10. Mineral Point Fire Department, Mineral Point EMS, Dodgeville Fire Department, and Cobb Fire Department initially responded to the scene. Mineral Point Fire Command pulled a mutual aid box alarm, and the following fire departments responded to the scene: Linden, Hollandale, Highland, Ridgeway, Barneveld, Arena, Spring Green, Belmont, Darlington, and Platteville. Law enforcement units from Iowa County Sheriff's Office and the Wisconsin State Patrol assisted at the scene. Alliant Energy also assisted at the scene. No injuries were reported. A La Crosse County truck driver has pleaded guilty to a 2024 attack against another driver. 60-year-old Paul Stokes pleaded guilty in La Crosse County Court Tuesday to second-degree recklessly endangering safety in connection with the attack last October. Police say Stokes was aggressively following the victim and honking repeatedly before the two pulled into a Quick Trip in West Salem. When the victim confronted Stokes, Stokes pulled a blade and slashed the victim in the neck and chest. Stokes fled but was caught 2 days later in Tennessee. He will face up to 10 years in prison at his sentencing in December. The license of the Sun Prairie School District's Human Resources Director is under investigation. Channel 3000 in Madison reports online records show the State Department of Public Instruction is investigating the license of Chris Sadler, who has held a lifetime license since 2017. Personnel records released by the district show Sadler was involved in an internal investigations into former West High School Dean Robert Gilkey Meisegeiger. Records show Sadler spoke with a student, her mother, and Gilkey Meisegeiger about allegations of relationship between Gilkey Meisegeiger and the student, but decided there was no evidence of inappropriate relationship. Gilkey Meisegeiger is charged in Dane County Court with 2 counts of child sexual exploitation and 13 counts of possession of child pornography. It's 74 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 12:18. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Good oral health means better overall health, and Village Family Dental in Spring Green is helping the community get there. Patients are encouraged to brush twice a day, floss regularly, and visit the dentist. Village Family Dental even has a full-time certified orthodontist. People can schedule checkups, cleanings, or a free orthodontic exam. By stopping harmful bacteria before it spreads, Village Family Dental and Orthodontics helps protect more than just teeth. At Village Family Dental, good health truly starts with a healthy smile.
When you're buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 to speak with an agent.
Now's the time to cash in on big savings at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Get up to $10,500 off in pre-ordered savings on select hay and forage equipment, including roll belt round balers, and disc bind disc mower conditioners. Need more? How about up to a $1,500 trade-in allowance on qualifying disc bind disc mower conditioners? That's right. Upgrade your hang operation with the power, reliability, and performance of New Holland equipment and put more money back in your pocket. But don't wait too long. These special offers end September 30th. Call or stop in today and talk to the team at Simpson Tractor in Richland Center, where service meets savings in the field.
It's 73 degrees in Richland Center at 1220. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
A month ago on your History Moments, you heard about the Little Rock. Well, in this excerpt, Little Rock, which was in Rockbridge, now is well to the south. This History Moment is about the Lone Rock and one version of how Lone Rock got its name. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to a story taken from the Lone Rock Then and Now, page 6. The Lonely Rock that made Lone Rock, did you ever wonder how Lone Rock got its name? Well, in the 1860s, there was this imposing rock. It could be seen from a location on the Wisconsin River where boats and canoes would travel by. That became what was called the Lone Rock. The rock, which originally was referred to at one time as a massive pile of sandstone standing on a prairie a short distance from the north bank of the Wisconsin River. It became a landmark for early raftsmen who traveled down the river to make this what was called the Lone Rock. The village of Lone Rock got its name because there it was, one large rock on the north side of the river, and what is left is only can be seen now from Highway 130 opposite the entrance to Brace Memorial Park at Long Lake. This rock was at one time on the 325-acre Ball Farm, and it furnished stone for the Congressional Church Foundation and for many foundations of homes in Lone Rock. During the construction of the earliest highways and then the railroad tracks, the rock was also used and became a casualty of the area as the community developed. The rock in this area was located on the highway, and it was used then for highway construction. When the railroad began laying track, the railroad blasted the rock and, according to stories, placed it under the railroad bridge just west of the community. A picture and article appears on March 2nd, 1995 in the Richland Observer, and you can check out your own copy as it can be obtained in the Richland County History Room with the ID number 7804 in the RCR Digital Collection. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering the Burnham and Scott produce stores.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Akey School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Akey School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
The Gaze Mills Apple Festival will be held this weekend. The Apple Festival occurs on the final full weekend in September to coincide with the apple harvest. Events include a mini carnival, parade, vendor market featuring arts and crafts, a flea market, as well as a vast array of dancing, music, food, and refreshments at Robb Park, the Community Commerce Building, the Log Cabin Village, the Area Orchards, the Crawford County Fairgrounds, and many other village locations. Friday includes the Lions Club's flea market from 9 to 5, Main Street vendors from 10 to 5, food and beverages, and musical entertainment from the Hammond Experience from 6 to 10, and a DJ from 8 to midnight. For a complete list of what's going on at the Gays Mills Apple Festival, check out gaysmills.org/local-events/apple-festival. Southwest Wisconsin Technical College is celebrating being named the number one two-year college in the nation Saturday. A free family-friendly celebration will be held from 10 to 3 on the main campus in Fenimore. The day will feature hands-on demonstrations from academic programs, campus tours, giveaways, food trucks, and live music. No registration is needed and everyone is welcome. Southwest Tech has received the 2025 Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence, the highest award a community college can earn. The Aspen Prize is awarded every 2 years to one college in the country for outstanding student learning, completion rates, equity, and post-college success. The Avoca Fire and EMS will host a festival this Saturday beginning at 11 at Avoca Lakeside Park. Melissa Salis is the Assistant Chief for the Avoca EMS and Safety Officer for the Avoca Fire Department.
This is our third annual event, and we really just wanted to get something back in the community, bring people together, do some family event, and then also, you know, we're really trying to raise money this year for something that our department, we feel, is a necessity, is a new UTV vehicle that we can, you know, go out in the woods and get patients out of the woods. We can, you know, put brush fires out and stuff. So this is something that, you know, the surrounding areas have, and we would like to get that purchased for our departments as well.
There will be something for the whole family, including the youngest festival goers.
There will be an obstacle course, a toddler bounce house, and then another regular size bounce house for the kids. And then everything as far as kids goes, also starting at 11, we have Kinchi pedal poles coming out of, I believe it's Loganville. And they're going to have ages 4 to 12. So each age group gets a first, second, third place trophy. So that's always been real popular. I know they've had it at the Muscadet Morel Fest. And so we decided to pull them in this year to do that.
Car enthusiasts are also invited to bring their cars in.
The car show is starting at 11 o'clock, so 11 to 4. That's free. People can bring the cars in, and we do have, I believe there's first, second, and third place, and then there's a Kids' Choice Award. So there's trophies for the car show as well.
Renee Bergeron, an organizer of the event, also invites area fire departments to attend to participate in one of the featured events.
We're asking any local fire departments, you're all welcome to come, bring a team. The water fights will start at noon, and then after the adult water fights are done, we're going to be doing kids water fights for fun. For the adult water fights, there will be trophies, first through third place for the adults. For the kids water fights, all participating kids will receive a prize. And then after the water fights for the kids, we're going to be doing fire truck rides for free. All the kids' activities are free. So we hope a lot of kids come.
All are invited to attend the Avoca Fire and EMS Festival to also enjoy live music, a vendor market, bags tournament, kids club activities, and a dart tournament. There will also be a UTV poker run from 11 to 5 with the drawing at 6:30. For more information, check out avocaems.com/festival. Today's the deadline to register for the UW-Richland Alumni Association Fall Brunch, honoring the 2025 Outstanding Alumni, being held Saturday, October 4th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Register today by contacting Kathy Granger by email at fairladykkg@yahoo.com or call 608-489-3629. Today's winners of $50 each in St. Anthony's calendar raffle are Fishies on ticket 282 and Mary Walls on ticket 610. It's 74 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1229. Today's vital statistics are next.
If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional four-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at four-year universities, without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more at swtc.edu.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Hi, this is Kendra Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
It's 29 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Thursday afternoon, September 25th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Eric Coe, 80 of Richland Center, died September 16th. Graveside services will be held Friday at 1 at the Richland Center Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Eric Coe is survived by his daughter, Rochelle Coe, a granddaughter, two great-grandchildren, a brother, Alan and Barbara Coe, a sister, Janelle Coe and Roger Swigum, special friends, Pam and Walt, nieces, nephews, and many friends. Eric Coe, 80, of Richland Center. Tina M. Morava, 61, of Richland Center, died Friday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 1 at events at Castle Rock, Muscadet. Everyone is welcome to bring a dish to pass. All floral arrangements can be sent to events at Castle Rock. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Tina Morava is survived by her children, Ashley and Ryan Aris, and Riley and Sydney Morava, six grandchildren, mother, Mary Lou Shaw, siblings, Suzanne and Joseph Grindy of Beloit, Brian Thrasher of Janesville, and Michael Topham of Superior, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Tina M. Morava, 61, of Richland Center. Jean Maureen Welsh, 65, of Boaz, died August 12th at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 to 4 at the Boaz Community Building. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Jean Welsh is survived by her brother, Ed and Joanne Welsh of Richland Center, three nephews, a niece, cousin, Margaret Steele, as well as many other relatives and friends. Jean Maureen Welsh, 65, of Boaz. Wayne Emanuel Lunk, 59, of Richland Center, died September 10th at home after managing heart failure for 10 years. A celebration of life will be held at 2 o'clock Sunday at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Sunday from noon until the time of service at 2. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to the family. Wayne Lunk is survived by his wife, Diana, a son, Jeremy and Elise Lear, two grandchildren, his mother, Anita Steineck, three sisters, Cindy and Dan Lunk, Palacios of Charlestown, Indiana, Miriam and Ben Estes of Lake Nebogamon, and Deanna and Brian Christensen of Floyd's Knobs, Indiana, half-sister, Annika Williams of Jeffersonville, Indiana, stepmom, Nancy Lunk of Richland Center, stepsister, Jennifer and Ryan Andre of Delano, Minnesota, stepbrother, Jason and Haley Edwards of Lone Rock, three sisters-in-law, Kathy Muller of Nakusa, Melinda and Roy Roden of Black Hawk, South Dakota, and Deanna and Randy Hunt of Muskoday. Two brothers-in-law, Tim and Deb Muller, and Doug and Fran Muller, both of Richland Center. Many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Wayne Emanuel Lunk, 59, of Richland Center. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88, of Boscobel, died Wednesday at Boscobel Care and Rehab. Funeral arrangements are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Joyce Montgomery is survived by three children, Ada Lesendorf of Boscobel, Stephen Montgomery and Sandra McQuillan of Madison, and Corey and Janet Montgomery of Prairie du Chien. Four step-grandchildren, 12 step-great-grandchildren, many other relatives and friends. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88, of Boscobel. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Tiana Salazar and Dylan Mulzon had a daughter, Isla Ray.
If you're like me, there's simply not enough time in the day. My secret? It's Prem Meats. Prem Meats is a state-approved meat processing facility with a retail shop. Once you visit Prem Shop, you'll be back again because of the excellent quality of products at highly affordable prices. Prem's offers catering, wild game processing, natural harvest, and they specialize in ready-to-heat and serve meats. Prem's has fresh take-and-bake pizzas, too. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and always making your venison into tasty treats. Prem Meats and Catering, the little meat shop with big savings.
If you or someone you love needs a little help getting up and down, we now carry Mega Motion lift chairs at Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. These are FDA Class 2 medical devices designed to support individuals with mobility challenges safely and comfortably. With smooth lift and recline features and supportive design, they offer both independence and peace of mind. Stop in and see the difference a truly supportive chair can make. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community in downtown Richland Center.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to John and Betty Huth, Mark and Babe Kraska, Shelby and Kane Kleiss, Eric and Katie Farness, Jim and Bobby Ann Goplin, and John and Edwina Melby. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, it still looks like a very tranquil weather pattern shaping up here in the upper Midwest, basically all the way through at least the middle of next week, with generally high pressure in control. There will be a few weak fronts coming through from time to time, basically just causing wind shifts and bringing a few scattered clouds. It does look like a relatively warm stretch with temperatures generally running about 8 to 12 degrees above normal. We're not expecting any record temperatures, but still it's going to be very mild. Great weather for getting outdoors and engaging in your favorite fall activities. Of course, the fall color will gradually pick up steam here over the next week or two, so enjoy that as well. Looking down the road a bit, looks like there will be a small chance of some showers returning to the area by the weekend of October 4th. Here's that forecast for today. Sunny to partly partly cloudy and turning warm with a high of 76 degrees. Northwest to west wind between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly clear, patches of fog late, low temperature 53. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, continued warmer than normal with a high near 78. West wind 4 to 8 miles an hour, becoming variable. Friday night, just a few clouds and patchy fog, low at 53. Saturday, another beautiful day with lots of sunshine. High temperature all the way up to 80 degrees. Sunday should be mostly sunny and balmy as well. Low 50, high 78. More of the same on Monday, sunny skies. Low 51, high near 80. Tuesday, partly cloudy. Low 53, high about 78. And for Wednesday, partly cloudy, just a touch cooler. Low 52 with highs in the mid-70s. Again, watch out for some patchy fog early today. Otherwise, nice sunshine, high 76. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 74 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 71, our low this morning was 45. Our high so far today, 75. The record high for this date, set in 1953, is 91 degrees. The record low, 24, was set in 1964. Last year's high was 78 with a low of 43. Sunset tonight will be at 6:54, with sunrise tomorrow at 6:53. Currently in Richland Center, we have northeasterly winds 3 to 4 miles per hour. The barometer is at 29.98. Relative humidity is 60% and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 74 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
How artificial intelligence can play a role in crop production, today on Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support helped turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. Something as simple as emptying a grain bin can lead to tragedy. Grain headed toward an auger is like quicksand, and farmers who've been pulled under have suffocated. If you absolutely have to be in the bin, make sure you're wearing a safety harness tethered to keep you above the surface. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Imagine a robot that will scatter cover crop seeds across 18 rows of corn or soybean canopy in a single pass. According to Gurish Shadare of the University of Illinois, it's possible now.
So we've been making these robots that go from under the canopy, and they have a seeding device behind them, which has been improving over time too. And they distribute these cover crop seeds from under the canopy. And so that you do this around, like say, early August, late August, so that by the time you harvest, there's a green cover on the ground, which is pretty cool.
The tech is really new, says Shadare.
which means it's expensive right now. He believes that will change.
I am not an economics expert, but I've worked with them on a number of things. Like any technology, there is going to be a difficulty in making it work, primarily until we bring the throughput to a level where farmers feel comfortable switching. And one way we're dealing with that is by taking careful steps.
Shadari says AI devices will be involved in crop production one way or another.
I feel like full field autonomy is here too now. That's been a while. It's a much harder problem than we thought it was. But it's here, and I think cover cropping is one thing. We'll see what else we can do with it.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Congress considers farmer aid. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Feed your dairy herd Pioneer brand Plenish High Oleic soybeans to potentially improve milk fat production and lower feed costs. Plant Plenish soybeans and plant your best year. First, U.S. soybean farmers are asking why the Trump administration is assisting foreign competitors. The American Soybean Association and many of their state soybean organizations are critical of the aid. Doug Rebout is with the Wisconsin Soybean Association.
The federal government goes and gives $20 billion to our soybean competitor down in Argentina to help boost their economy. Then they, in turn, just turn around and take off their export taxes.
During the short time Argentina suspended export duties, they sold $7 billion worth of exports in 3 days, and China reportedly bought more than 35 soybean cargoes, totaling more than 2.2 million tons. Rebout says this makes no sense.
As farmers, we're sitting here going, wait a minute, you're helping fund other countries to sell products that we're not selling here in the U.S.
Rebout says this is especially bad news as U.S. farmers enter harvest season with good yields and very low commodity prices, making it difficult to prepare for next growing season. A U.S. congressman from Missouri says there's an appetite for Congress to provide more financial assistance for farmers. Brownfield's Kara Hart has more from the Ag Outlook Forum in Kansas City.
Mark Alford says lawmakers from ag-focused states have been talking about low commodity prices and high input costs.
These issues that have permeated now, they're not the result of bad farming practices. They're result of the market, some of the tariff pressures.
He says it's unclear how that assistance will be funded. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins has suggested tariff revenue. Alford says that's possible.
I think it's going to be up to those in the administration to figure out how that money is divided up.
But he says farmers could use the help and quickly.
There has to be relief some way.
Reporting from the Ag Outlook Forum in Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
A new case of highly pathogenic avian influenza has been confirmed in Wisconsin. State's Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection says a Jefferson County commercial producer will be depopulating 3.07 million birds affected by the virus. A senior meteorologist with AccuWeather says much of the country has entered fall in drought conditions. Brett Anderson tells Brownfield.
Drought covers a large portion of the Northeast, all the way down the lower Mississippi Valley, up through the Midwest, and then, of course, you have the western states. This is their usual drought out there.
He says forecasts are calling for more of the same. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Thinking about a pole building? Start with the experts at Harchi Lumber, your trusted hometown source for quality building materials and professional service. From planning to completion, their experienced team knows how to deliver the durable structure you need. Harchi Lumber will engineer your pole building to fit your exact needs, all while ensuring it meets local building code and standards. Whether it's for storage, farming, or a custom project, they've got you covered. Get your project started today at 985-7207 or stop at Harchi Lumber Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Direct cash cattle trade is picking up steam and cash hogs are steady to lower. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country has some trade being reported in Nebraska at $3.65 on addressed basis, $6 lower than last week's weighted average. Some of the deals are set for delayed delivery during the weeks of October 6th or October 13th. The rest of direct cash cattle business is quiet. Asking prices in the South are around $2.42 to $2.44, but they are still not established in the north. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until late Thursday or Friday. Box beef was lower at midday, with choice down 383 at 373.56 and select down 271 at 353.71. The choice select spread was 19.85. At Winter Livestock in Kansas on Wednesday, 800-weight feeder steers sold $18 higher, and heifers over 600 pounds were steady to $6 higher compared to the most recent sale. USDA says demand was moderate. Medium and large one feeder steers 803 to 838 pounds brought 380 to 384.75. Medium and large one feeder heifers 872 to 880 pounds sold for 318.50 to 324. Cash hogs are steady to lower at midday. The cash hog market is focused on global and domestic demand. USDA's weekly export sales report indicated that pork exports were higher this week. Global demand has been solid, but there are lingering concerns as China remains inconsistent in its buying habits. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 70 cents at midday with a base range of $100 to $108. The Iowa Minnesota was down 62 cents with a weighted average price of $104.25. Butcher hogs are trending lower at the Midwest cash markets in Dorchester, Wisconsin and Garnavillo, Iowa. Barrels and gilts were a dollar lower at 74. Sows were also a dollar lower with a base range of 68 to 74. Boars are priced at $25. At the Illinois markets, barrels and gilts are steady with moderate demand at 63 to 73. Slaughter sows are steady at 64 to 75. Boars were priced at 18 to 35. Pork values were higher at midday, up 78 cents at 112.41. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Looking for a seed buying experience that's more humanized? Ready to trade a company that's oversized for an independent brand that's right-sized? Searching for elite hybrids that have been optimized, tested in your geography, and localized? Did we run out of words that rhyme, so now we have to use metaphysicized? Maybe so. But if you answered yes to any of these questions, then it's probably time you get Wiffleized. Choose Wiffle's hybrids this season, and let's get familiarized.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plame. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. with a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Cattle futures are lower. Hogs, corn, and soybeans are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brown Field Market Update. Speed wins. That's why Stein's focused on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition. Why they release more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are mixed today after the early gains. Argentina's export tax suspension has ended after reaching their $7 billion goal, and that reportedly includes a lot of soybeans to China. U.S. export sales last week were below the previous week with nothing to China. November beans are steady at 10.09. January is a quarter lower at 10.28 and a quarter. October bean meal's down $3.70 at 2.68. October bean oil's up 39 at 49.68. Corn's mostly firm. Export sales are up in the week at almost 76 million bushels, with nearly half of that to Mexico. Corn's monitoring U.S. harvest activity and South American planting weather. December corn's up a half at 424 and three quarters. March is a half higher at 441 and a half. Wheat is still higher. Export sales are above a week ago, and higher prices in Russia could boost demand further. Development conditions do look favorable in Argentina and Australia. December Chicago's 7.25 higher at 526 and three quarters. December Kansas City's up 5.25 at 512. December Minneapolis wheat's now 4.5 higher at 572 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle are down sharply on the recent trend in beef, watching direct trade develop. Things are light so far, but at $3.65 on the dress basis in Nebraska, that is $6 lower than a week ago. Some of that, though, are for delayed delivery. October live's down $2.17 at $231.87. December's $2.60 lower at $234.22. October feeders are down $6.22 at $353.42. And hogs are mixed on the higher midday pork, their discount to cash and spread trade. October lean is up 87 to $100.30, December 75 higher at 88.87. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
How today's grilling culture is benefiting the meat segment. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Pellet grills and meat smokers have continued to rise in popularity. One of the benefits is being able to take more affordable proteins, which is incredibly important right now as food prices have been on the rise, and make something fantastic out of it. Patrick Fleming, Vice President of Demand Development for the National Pork Board, says the trend has been very good for pork demand.
Anything that makes it easier for consumers to make a really wonderful pulled pork or really wonderful ribs or any other product. I love making smoked pork loin myself. Just makes it easier. And I use mine year round. But it really does make that useful. It makes it easier and it makes it available every night, right? I mean, the nice thing about pellet grills and that usage and the amount of people that have it now, along with air fryers, that convenience really does make it available for pork to be something that's not just a weekend treat, but it also could be a weekday treat, right? It could be a Tuesday night meal, not just a, you know, slow cooking all day on Sunday deal. We like both. We'll take both every time. But that trend in smoking, especially in year round, because it is just, it's something that really has benefited the pork industry because barbecue is pork in so many ways.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
It's another season of Green Bay Packers football, and I've got you covered every step of the way with the Titleton Report. Hi, I'm Bill Scott. Each weekday, I'll bring you the latest news on the Green Bay Packers, injuries, game previews, post-game reaction, and insight you won't get anywhere else. From training camp to the playoffs, it's your daily connection to the green and gold. Don't miss a report this season. Catch Bill Scott's Titleton Report free and on demand at WRN.com.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
The high school football schedule is into the sixth week of action, and we have a great one for you on the radio coming up Friday night as River Valley plays host to Richland Center for the annual Blackhawk homecoming football game. Hi, everyone. I'm Phil Nee, inviting you to join us for the coverage, beginning with our Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show at 6:35, kickoff at 7, followed by football Friday night and the fabulous post-game show right here on WRCO Radio Sports Friday night.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Millions of TikTok users waiting for President Trump to finalize a deal to keep the app up and running in the U.S. President Trump expected to sign off on a deal to allow U.S. stakeholders to buy the Chinese-owned company due to national security concerns. Here's ABC's Mary Bruce.
TikTok's U.S. operations will now be run by this new joint venture, with American users' data stored in the U.S. and overseen by the cloud computing firm Oracle. And perhaps most importantly, this new ownership group will get a copy of the algorithm.